Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg reaching only 17 degrees today. Mpumela 22 and Emalahleni a high of 19.
So there's been a truck collision in Tembisa. Well, not a truck collision, excuse me. A collision in Tembisa on the R21 southbound before the R25 Babsfontein Road exit.
In your sport, wins for the Blue Bulls, Province, Pumas and Free State on the second day of Craven Week. And the Senior Men's Kosafa Cup gets underway this afternoon in Gqeberha.
Rand Water says there's no reason to panic when the taps run dry. The Water Board kicked off its massive five-week-long maintenance program on its water systems, starting in Gauteng last weekend.
In areas where there is no supply, we have made arrangements with municipalities, so their local municipalities will be able to supply them with water. I know there are roaming tankers.
Rand Water spokesperson Makanosi Maru told the media yesterday that the maintenance is on schedule. The whole project is due to be completed by the end of July. To electricity, residents in the south of Joburg getting their power from the Orlando switching substation will be powerless from 8 a.m. this morning. It's in an hour's time. City Power says the substation will be switched off until 4 o'clock this afternoon for emergency maintenance work on the network. When it comes to health matters, government says there is no need for an Mpox lockdown. The department has confirmed the death of another patient who died from Mpox, bringing the death toll in the country to 3. The deceased is a 40-year-old man from Ladysmith in KwaZulu-Natal.
The department would like to allay fears of possible travel restrictions or lockdown due to Mpox outbreak because the World Health Organization has not recommended any travel restrictions.
Health spokesperson Foster Mohale says there are now 16 cases across the country. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. And then on to politics. Reuters reports that we could have a cabinet announcement possibly by later today. According to Reuters, DA Federal Chief Helen Ziller told the international news agency yesterday that she expects President Cyril Ramaphosa to announce the names of the new ministers and the deputy ministers within 24 hours. That while the rand continues to slip further against the US dollar as anticipation mounts about the outcomes of the negotiations between especially the ANC and the DA. A dollar is now trading at 18 Rand 23. More on our news blog. In Kenya, President William Ruto vowed to take a tough line against violence and anarchy after yesterday's deadly protests in the country's capital of Nairobi. Protesters ransacked parliament when they took to the streets to show their anger over government's proposed tax hikes. Ruto told the nation last night that the military will be deployed to support police.
It is not in order or even conceivable that criminals pretending to be peaceful protesters can rain terror against the people.
And today, in a month's time, the Olympics will almost start. The sports spectacle might be held in Paris, but athletes should expect no French fries in the Olympic Village. The world's athletes have been warned their meals will be a combination of eco-minded recipes with French gastronomy. Organizers say several Michelin-starred chefs have been advising them on the menus where each meal will have a smaller carbon footprint. This will also be the case for the fans. At sports venues, 60% of food on offer will be vegetarian, and the temporary stadium hosting skateboarding, BMX and breakdancing will be entirely meat-free. I'm Gerda de Suzan en jou hoofnuus. Randwater se reëse onderhoudswerk is op skedule.
Jammer Johannesburg. Jammer Felicity. Are you having the same problem there on your side?
No, not yet. But we did have a water cut about a week ago without notice, and that's always frustrating.
But this time, at least you know it's for upgrade, for something better. For something better to come.
For a month.
Aren't you glad you've got a swimming pool?
I'm so happy that my green pool will now be used as all sorts of water. I'm also excited about the prospect of going to buy water. Because that's really...
And showering at people's houses.
But it should be back in the taps.
No, like I said, yes.